You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 20th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Minnesota High School Boys State Basketball Tournament gets underway today in the Twin Cities, and the Pelican Rapids Vikings will compete against number 3 Lake City in the Class 2A quarterfinals. They'll play at Target Center, and they tip it off at 8 o'clock tonight. And we'll be interested to see how that one goes. And then West Central area tomorrow at 3 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy. And that game is at Target Center as well. Well, I did talk with John Gullingsrud, the head coach of the Vikings, about their first-round opponent, Lake City, and talked about the fact that the Vikings are making their first state tournament appearance since their undefeated championship season of 2009.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be probably a little more comfortable than us. They've had recent state tournament appearances this year in the last 5-10 years, and like you said, it's been since 2009 for us, so pretty new to our guys. But yeah, they're a good team. As you know, you get down to state tournament, there's 8 teams left. They're all going to be good teams. So, but they've been highly ranked in 2A basketball all year. They got a really good point guard, and just a lot of athletes. They got some size, and they got some athletes, and they're just. We're a really, really good basketball team, so we're gonna have our hands full for sure.
Did the seeding kind of go the way you thought it would?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, again, that's kind of my first foray into that little process there. But you know, I think the top 4 or 5 teams were all pretty clear. I think going into it, you know, we kind of figured we'd probably be one of the random draws at the bottom. So you don't know who you're gonna match up with on the top there. But I thought pretty well what maybe a lot of people were thinking.
When you look at the tournament field, is there a team that kind of jumps out as maybe playing the best ball right now, or that is the pre-tournament favorite?
Well, I mean, I think anybody in 2A basketball, especially after the season, like Breck is good. They're really good. Not that we've had a chance to kind of watch many of their games, but just with the talent they have, and you got a top 100 player in the country on your team, you're gonna be the favorite, which is why they've earned that number one seed. But yeah, the team's right behind them. Albany, who's the defending state champion, like they have got experience. They got a lot of guys coming back, so I'm sure they're confident going into it too. And you know, we've already talked about Lake City and what they have to offer. So yeah, those top 3 teams are all really good teams.
So what's your message to your guys as you head into this next few days in the Twin Cities? How do you embrace what they're about to go out and do?
I mean, the biggest message is going to be we just got to have some confidence. We got to believe, you know. It's so different and unnatural to us right now, but it's still basketball at the end of the day. It doesn't matter where you're playing or what you're doing. It's still a game of basketball. These guys have been playing their whole entire lives. So we just got to really stay confident, hopefully keep that momentum from playing well last week at Concordia, and just carry that forward with some belief and some confidence.
How excited are you as a guy who played in the state tournament for your guys to play in that state tournament?
Well, that's the biggest thing. You know, you get into coaching, especially after experiencing yourself as a player. Like, one of my biggest things is just to have our players with that feeling of being down in the state tournament and all the community support that's behind you. And, you know, when we were coming back from Concordia Friday night after the section championship, like, you get met by the fire trucks and the state troopers and escorted back into town with the lights, and just to see the looks on our faces of our players, and it's so cool. And so that's what it's all about. I mean, I'm kind of been there, done that, and it's not about me at this point. It's about making experiences for these guys and something that they can cling on to the rest of their lives too.
Well, Lake City is going to be a tough draw. There's no doubt about it, but the Vikings are playing well. They won all 3 of their section playoff games by double digits, had a 33-point win over Park Rapids in that section championship game, and they're getting some outstanding play here at tournament time. Teams are guaranteed 2 games in the state tournament, and to get to the third and final day, they need to win at least 1 of their first 2 games in the state tournament. Pemberton Law Firm has very convenient locations for you to visit them around the area. In fact, there's an office in Fergus Falls, one in Wadena, one in Detroit Lakes, and one in Alexandria. And of course, they are always available online at PemLaw.com. That's PemLaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. You know, Lake Area Docks and Lifts is ready to go for summer fun, and they want to make sure you're ready to go, too. They offer premium waterfront equipment, sales, service, and installation. Best quality and services at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, serving you from 5 convenient locations around Lakes Area.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, last night, the Minnesota Gopher men's basketball team survived in the NIT opening round as they beat Butler 73-72. They got a late bucket from Dawson Garcia, followed by a Parker Fox steal that led to 2 free throws by Elijah Hawkins, and that gave the Gophers the 1-point win. Minnesota trailed 72-69 with 39 seconds to play before Garcia, who had 25 points in the game, scored on a driving layup to make it 72-71 with 22 seconds remaining. The Gophers did not commit a foul, but instead came up with a steal with 13 seconds on the clock. And then with 5 seconds left, Hawkins was fouled under the basket. And the junior guard went to the line and made both free throws. And then Butler's final shot hit the back of the rim, and the Gophers get the 1-point win. Hawkins had a great night. He had 11 points, 15 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. Minnesota will play in the second round this weekend against the winner of tonight's game between number 1-seeded Indiana State and SMU. 2 other Big Ten teams moved on after last night's first-round action, Ohio State and Iowa, also advancing. Now, the WNIT, the women's tournament, will get underway today, and the Gophers got a first-round bye. They will play the winner of tomorrow night's first-round game between Cal Poly and Pacific. The Gophers will get the winner of that one on Saturday at a time and location to be determined. The Denver Nuggets were in Minneapolis last night, and they beat the Timberwolves 115-112 at Target Center. This was a real shorthanded team for the Timberwolves. They did not have Karl-Anthony Towns. They did not have Rudy Gobert. They did not have Naz Reid. So Nikola Jokic had a field day. 35 points, 16 rebounds for Jokic as the Nuggets get the win. Anthony Edwards did his best to keep the Timberwolves close. He had 30 points, his 4th straight game with 30 or more. And he also added 8 rebounds and 8 assists. He had a good look from the wing to try to tie the game at the buzzer, but it hit the rim and fell short. And the Timberwolves lose by 3. Now, they'll be back in action Friday night hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Minnesota Wild stay out in L.A. after last night's 4-0 win over Anaheim. They'll play the L.A. Kings tonight. Last night, Philip Gustavsson recorded his 3rd shutout of the season. Kirill Kaprizov extended his point streak to 8 games with the 150th goal of his NHL career. And the Wild beat the Ducks for the 2nd time in 6 days, 4-0. Minnesota has won 4 of their last 5. They have picked up a point in 8 straight games, going 6-0-2 in that stretch. And with Vegas's 5-3 loss to Tampa Bay last night, the Wild are now 3 points behind the Golden Knights for the Western Conference's 2nd wild card. And they are just 5 points behind their opponent tonight, the LA Kings. So hopefully they can get that win and inch a little closer to a playoff spot. They're running out of games. Still have time, but they do have, 13 games left on the schedule. So still time to make up those 3 points that they are lacking. The Minnesota Vikings agreed to terms on a contract Tuesday with free agent cornerback Shaquille Griffin, adding some needed experience to an unproven position group. The 8-year veteran joins his fifth NFL team after starting last season with Houston and then moving to Carolina. He was drafted by Seattle in the third round in 2017. He has started 79 of 89 games in his career, has 7 interceptions, and he was a Pro Bowl pick in 2019. So hopefully he can bolster that position. And I know opening day for most teams in Major League Baseball is next Thursday, the 28th of March, including the Twins, who open in Kansas City that afternoon. But opening day for the Major League Baseball season actually took place this morning, Central Time at 5:30. The first pitch was thrown in Seoul, South Korea, where the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres began the season with the first of 2 games that they're going to be playing. They'll play tomorrow morning as well. But today, the Dodgers scored 4 times in the 8th inning to overcome a 2-1 deficit, and they get the win in the opener, beating San Diego by a score of 5-2. And Shohei Ohtani in his Dodger debut went 2-for-5 and knocked in a run and stole a base. So he's going to make quite an impact, no doubt about it, in that Dodger lineup. Well, thanks for joining us for the podcast. Be sure to check out the 1984 Otter feature podcast that we have on the boys basketball team that went to state in 1984. It is now posted. Your best place to see it and hear it would be on YouTube. So check it out as that feature podcast came together. We have 6 members of the 1984 team, along with coaches Bob Bjorklund and Steve Atchison, recounting that special year. So I hope you can tune that in. Tell your friends, share that as much as you can as we promote that Otter team. And be watching in the next week or so. We are going to be posting a feature podcast, on the Pelican Rapids State Championship team from 1984, 40 years ago, the Vikings winning the Class A state title. And we have a number of people involved in that one from the 84 team, including Coach Rex Haugen. And, of course, stars Pat Westby is in there, and Steve Huseby, and a whole slew of players from 1984, a little roundtable discussion. So that'll be coming up shortly as well. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.